audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingWiz.com.
What broke him down? Was it
the body punching?
I was hitting with body punching. I heard him actually, he was crying in there. You're saying your big group crying when you hit him?
Yes.
When did that happen?
When you clapped the fourth round on.
BoxingWiz.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely, I knew you were cuffing and taking those punches.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. We are back. It's a spontaneous one. I hope everyone subscribed to the YouTube channel and had received their notifications for today's spontaneous show. We're going to be doing our immediate reaction live recap review of today's media workout. Now, what the hell does that mean? Live media workout recap review. Well, we actually are going to be re-watching it and giving you our live immediate reactions on it as we're watching it, literally. And we're also having a little, you know, special treat, I guess a little bonus for all our UK listeners. We are bringing in our AP, the associate producer, is making his his long-awaited debut on the panel. So, UK brethren, stand up. You have someone to be your savior. And you already know that we'll be back with the Hipster Hunter. So, let's get into it.
Dala D. Biasi Productions.
BJ was going to beat me, didn't you? You predicted he's going to beat me. He got smashed.
Why isn't Wilder so damn nice, brother? This guy has been pro for like 8 years, 9 years. If Wilder wants some of his work, he can definitely get it on ASAP.
BoxingWiz.com.
Hey, everybody, what's good? It's Robbie Hearns here. For all you AJ protectors, you found a place, somewhere of solace. You can all come here, and I've got you. I've got your back. Forget these. Forget all these AJ fanboys, the Wilder fanboys up in here. I've got you. So we'll talk about the AJ workouts, and let's see what everybody thinks.
And going out to that Golden State, the star around these parts.
Dala DiBiase production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Thompson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck yeah. Conor McGregor.
BoxingWiz.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knock out now. When the main thing is, I just help the guy. I wish.
BoxingWiz.com.
Oh, this is here. Haters be wearing. Thank God. Thank fucking God, Robbie Hearns. Obviously, you know, the third cousin twice removed from Eddie Hearn is here. You know, I'm just glad that we have, you know, another, you know, AJ fan here to, you know, rep the voice, you know, rep the AJ voice. You know, maybe we're going to be called one day. I don't know. I'm just saying it's a new voice here and I'm happy. I'm pumped. Rob's one of my good friends, you know, I'm behind the scenes and how the show gets put together. Rob's a big part of that. So I'm just glad he's here, man. I'm hyped. Let's get into it.
I mean, the comment section definitely spiking. People saying good to put a face to the voice. Some saying that they didn't expect the face for that voice.
Yeah,
but let's talk about the face of boxing. The reason that everyone's excited this weekend, Anthony Joshua versus Joseph Parker for a unification bout that will go down in the record books. We have a slimmer version of Joseph Parker. And around here, you guys know, we like to discuss a little bit of everything and a lot of headlines and rumors and official announcements. But we only dedicate one day to previewing the said fight. That being said, because of the, I guess, significance of this fight and just how big it is, we decided to review just about everything, down to body language, attitudes, quotes from today's media workouts, the I guess I can't say sold out, guys, because we both know, or we got a third wheel here. We all know now that no tickets were sold, or were they? I'm hearing some rumors about some sort of announcement for the weigh-in, maybe tickets being sold to the weigh-in, a la Mayweather-Pacquiao, a la Mayweather-McGregor, who knows? But I don't know. We're going to be watching the video, so I guess I should just go ahead and play it, even though you guys can give me some feedback on all that was said. But we are watching Joseph Parker now enter to the ring. He's doing a bit of shadow boxing. And this is what you got to love of the UK production, guys, is the big stage sort of feel that they give you. You know, you get videos, you get fireworks, you get lights. Matt, how did you – is this your first time watching it?
No, I watched – I'll be honest, I missed the Parker fight live. I did go back and watch that while I was scheduling the show. I watched the AJ part live. Not surprised at all, but still, like, entertained, still, like, enthralled with the spectacle of it. You know, there's one thing that they do right over there in the UK is that they put on an event. They put on a show. We get that at times here. We get that for occasions here in the US. But over there, it seems like a regular occurrence, even though it is an AJ fight. And it's always bigger with AJ. It just seems like they have an idea of how to put on the grandeur of boxing, how to put on the grandeur of prize fighting on that I think the U.S. sort of forgot in some ways in terms of promoting. But I thought it was awesome. I thought the event was great. Joseph Parker, to me, I mean, obviously that's what we're watching right now. And when I'm going to cut this and put the video somewhere, it did seem like they were just in there just for the cameras, you know, and not surprising. We know Kevin, we know Joseph Parker, we know how that teams work with media and video, what we are allowed to see. So him going in there and just, you know, skipping some rope, walking around a bit, while not the greatest, was exactly what I thought. I'm not going to say anticlimactic because that seems a little bit harsh. Maybe, but I knew Joseph Parker. Like we were in his camp.
I mean, he's in the ring now, Matt. He's doing some shadow boxing. He's throwing some punches. His back muscles are protruding right past or through this black, you know, dry fit shirt. He is lean. He wanted to come in light. Rob, this is your neck of the woods. Tell us, is this normal in terms of the amount of people at this media workout? Because guess what? We don't see this type of shindig unless it's a Mayweather or a Pacquiao, or both of them combined with a sprinkle of bit of an Irish McGregor.
Yeah, I mean, it's mainly all this would be around for AJ. I mean, you know, the glitz and the glamour of just a media workout we wouldn't normally get. But AJ, in the last few fights, it's been ramping up. Yeah, like I agree with Matt. It's some, for just a workout, it's quite a good event and lots of people there. You were saying about the tickets. This wasn't ticketed, I think, but the weigh-in is going to be ticketed, and there's going to be proceeds going to Westgarth, the fighter that died here maybe a month ago. But yeah, this is, you know, the way the cameras are panning around and, you know, getting in close with the fighters and the music, it was a real good spectacle, I thought, for just a workout.
And just look at, like, all the screens they have. And, like, Ness, me and you work with video production. We know what it takes to have literally, what, a dozen or plus, two dozen screens all around the theater.
Well, forget the screens. They got a three cameraman setup, and I'm sure they have a one still camera, but there's three men with cameras in the ring. I mean, and it's a fucking media workout. And that's another thing I was going to say. Look at all the sponsors that are already out there. I mean, you think that all promoters, when they are, you know, seeking out sponsorships for these events, are, you know, writing down that the media workout, like Anthony Joshua, will have William Hill, will have JD Sports. Because in the U.S., you don't see that. You see a guy like, I don't know, Errol Spence head to a, you know, nostalgic gym in New York City like Gleason's if he's going to do a media workout in preparation for a Saturday night fight at the Barclay.
Also, Rob, you can obviously answer this. This was televised. This workout was televised. We may get, you know, highlights here and there for big events for both UFC and boxing, but that's about it for mainstream sports media in terms of showing a media workout. They might show a weigh-in, depending on the fight. The UFC does.
Well, depending on the network, if it's a Bob Arum fight and it's on ESPN, he gets them shown. Now, I don't know about television. Media workouts on television, I don't even think I've seen Pacquiao get that. Now, Will they stream it on ESPN if it's Pacquiao? Yeah.
But I'm talking about on television. Like that mean in today's age, it still means something when it's on terrestrial media instead of digital media. Especially in terms of sponsorships, that still means something to the old guard. Rob, wasn't this televised on Sky Sports?
Yeah, this was on Sky Sports. I mean, Sky Sports has got, maybe 7 or 8 dedicated channels for different things. But this was definitely on one of them. I think it would have been probably on Sky Sports News as well at the same time. So, there was the Matchroom feed. There was the Sky Sports webpage feed on YouTube. And also, it was on TV, which I think I said earlier in my call, virtually everyone's got a Sky Sports subscription over in the UK. So if you wanted to see it, it was there on TV and obviously online.
Yeah. And you know, that's big, bro. That is big because we just don't get that around here. we don't get that sort of coverage for this sport. Maybe others, Matt. I mean, do you watch any other sports? I don't even think I've had this conversation with you about other sports, Matt.
I watch other sports. Obviously, I watch UFC as well. So, I mean, that's, I feel like a more of a.
Mommy, we made your princess toast.
Ness, you okay there watching porn? What are you doing over there, Ness?
Oh, it's the website where we have the.
Sure it is, brother. Yeah, whatever you say. I'll say this. I see weigh-ins. The UFC. I will often at times see weigh-ins on televised for Fox Sports 1 or Fox Sports 2. You see that. However, never a workout. That's streamed. That will always be streamed.
Joseph's drinking a lot of water here. Good thing he doesn't have to weigh in like underneath anything.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of being heavyweights. But again, I think you this is unparalleled to see this being televised. This would be like a Mayweather or Canelo fight, their workouts being televised on ESPN.
Yeah, this is exactly the feel of it. I mean, only Mayweather and Canelo and Mayweather and McGregor had their media workouts and everything else streamed and tickets sold. But look, enough hoopla about how many people showed up to see these guys put on the show that they are putting on in front of us right now as we're watching it live. But tell me, how do you guys feel as you're watching it? He's throwing these jabs. I mean, listen, what we all got to admit is this. Anthony Joshua has never fought anyone like Joseph Parker. Vladimir Klitschko is a lot stiffer, stands straighter up, you know. Takum is not as agile or as fast as Joseph Parker. None of them have been in the physique of a Joseph Parker either, right? I mean, maybe Takum.
I would say Klitschko is in better shape. Than Parker. No,
of course, but Klitschko is a whole different argument. And remember, Klitschko isn't the 26 years.
I think it's you.
Yeah, this webpage must have ads. This is why I like blockers, bro. But
I have a blocker on, so that's why you don't get any from me. Or Rob, probably, because, we're smart, man. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay, man.
I'm going to go to Safari with it. That's automatic. That's the problem when not dealing with Apple products.
Yeah, exactly. Digressing to,
it's answering, right? I think you should be answering my question.
What was the question? I forget.
Oh, yeah.
You were asking. Come on. Don't drop the ball. Come on. Keep it going, guys. I'm here, right?
On how he looks. He looks slimmer. He's looking faster. Not only that, we were comparing him, his style, to past opponents.
He's probably the second best opponent of Joshua's career to date. And I think that's you can debate it maybe with maybe a couple guys, but even then it's debatable.
Yeah, but we're not talking resume. We're talking style, what he brings. Like you and I were at the camp.
I'm not talking resume. I'm talking about in terms of you said that Joseph Parker is one of the best guys he's faced or whatever, right? However you stated it. Yes, he's probably the second best. He's probably the second best guy in everything, style, physique. You know, what he can bring to the table. He is probably the second best guy Joshua is going to face in his career so far.
Rob, I don't know if we told you, but when we were at the gym with Joseph, he had all his heavy bags, the aqua bag, he had it raised at exactly the height of Anthony Joshua so that he can practice shooting the jab and throwing the uppercut effortlessly, you know, as well as all his other heavy bags. He had those adjusted, Matt. So, I mean, he's definitely being prepared. But what I was trying to say is the comparison in styles. Like, I don't think anyone is going to bring, or anyone has brought, rather. That's the better thing. No one has brought what Joseph will bring. I think Joseph will bring a high level activity, and he's going to do some body work. I feel like that's what I picked up from being in the gym, you know, and I know that's all they allowed us to see. So it could be total bullshit, but it feels like they're emphasizing on working to the body, obviously being explosive upstairs with the double jab. But once you're cutting that distance, it looks like he wants to get into the body in at least two, you know, hooks, left hook, back, right hook, and get out is how I took it, which works well, I believe, with the rumors of Joshua Gassin, guys.
I mean, Parker's been on record saying he's going to be chasing Joshua around the ring. He said that in the press conference. He said it in other things. And I think he is going to be possibly the most mobile opponent to date. I think he's going to be good on his feet, and he looks fast. But to me, I'm just not sure how he's going to cope with Joshua's size. I mean, we saw the face-off picture. He was looking up, like you said, Nez. He's look, like really having to look up to him, and that's why he's got the heavy bag and everything set up high. But yeah, I can see he's going to apparently coming forward. He's going to be chasing Joshua around the ring, so he's going to have to be mobile and slim down and looking to move and try and tire Joshua out, maybe.
Now that did worry me, you know, the face off and the obviously the lack of size difference or the size difference, but Matt. I had a casual fan, kind of. You know Elias the Lion Jimenez, also going to be a Border Wars participant in Season 3. He'll be taking on Anthony Edwards, the Queen City Cobra from Cincinnati. On over to patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice. Find out all about Border Wars. You could also check it out right here on YouTube by typing in the word Border Wars and The Boxing Voice, and you should see some of the free content that we have to get you all up to speed. That being said, you and I both know Elias doesn't have the time to watch as much boxing as the rest of us, so he could be labeled as a casual fan. I had the press conference, Joseph Parker versus Anthony Joshua, streaming on, you know, Xfinity, my cable provider, allows us to have YouTube on all TVs now. So, boom, I'm watching the press conference, and he's like, wow, Joseph Parker is so big. And I'm like, what? Wait till you see the face-off. And boom, they faced off, and he still had confidence in Parker. Now, I know this is coming from a casual fan's perspective, but here's where his confidence grew. He said, but didn't this guy get knocked down his last fight? And again, this is a casual because he called Joshua this guy. But
and forgot about the Takum fight because
exactly, and the Takum fight didn't even happen in his eyes. How many other people are experiencing that? Like they missed that in between Takum fight, and they've been waiting that 1 year, because it will be a year when they fight since he won the titles or unified the title with Josh versus Vladimir Klitschko.
He did have a 50% drop in viewership and on Showtime. So for the U.S. market, yes, it was a significant dip in who was paying attention to the Takum fight compared to the Klitschko fight. But that's to be assumed, of course.
I mean, that's down to Takum, right?
Yeah, of course. B-side, you know, the strength of a B-side.
All right, so Joseph's in the ring, and he's. It looks like he's about to be interviewed.
Well, back to your point about Elias and talking about physique, because I actually wanted to talk about that. Joseph Parker can't fight the little guy's game here. Get on the inside, deal combination, get out. But his defense has to be near perfect for 12 rounds because he is not the heavier hitter. Joshua is. He is not the bigger guy. Joshua is. He is not the stronger guy. Joshua is. So he has to be very disciplined with both his combinations, his offense to defense, not ratio, but transition, I should say. There's a lot of things he has to be very cautious of in terms of game planning. He has to stick to a fucking T. And I'm not saying he can't do it, but it's an uphill climb. It is. He has a bunch of significant check marks against him in the tail of the tape category, so to speak.
I mean, you talk about his power, Matt. Apparently, I don't know if you saw the article, but I think Malik Scott was he in camp with him? But he said,
let me interrupt right there. I think that's crazy because Malik Scott's been in Wilder's camp, Joseph Parker's camp, and now in fucking, I mean, he's in everybody's camp.
It's good friend. Get that check.
Yeah, man. I mean, the article was stating that Parker's power is changed since he had double elbow surgery, I think, at the back end of the year. I mean, this can come out of camps and stuff, you know. So whatever truth there is, we don't know. But
I think that's just a camp talking point because if you look at the long history of Joseph Parker's career, he is not the heaviest hitter. He is not. He is an athletic combination boxer puncher that just doesn't have as much pop as some of these other guys who have 100% knockout ratio. Again, we're comparing him to Joshua, who has literally knocked out or finished every one of his opponents. That's a really hard thing
hasn't Parker, in his all his defenses, he's been 12 rounds, right?
Yes, I don't think he's finished the one of his defenses, unlike Wilder, unlike Joshua. So, of course, it's hard to measure up to that. But, Ness, you want to go back to the media workout or whatever you want to talk about, Mr. Quarterback, Mr. Batman? Mr. Look at your phone, watching porn.
For sure, brother. I'm actually setting it all up so we could jump into the interview.
Ooh.
So right now they're asking him to make a little bit of noise for Joseph. Joseph's looking a little pale, man. I wonder if he got off the protein to lose some of that weight. I don't know. Looking a little white there.
Well, firstly, thank you all for coming out tonight. It's great to see you all, to support all the fighters. Since we've been here, we've been welcomed with open arms, and everyone's been very good and very nice to us, so we feel very welcome, and we're blessed to be here.
It could be a Joshua crowd, let's be honest, but will it be a fair crowd? Is that what you expect?
I expect a good crowd, a fair crowd. You know, there's a lot of people supporting Joshua, and there are a lot of people from here, but we've got a lot of support from back home as well here, so it's good to see all my family and friends here, and you know, we've got some support here as well.
You're dressed all in black, Joseph. Have you prepared like an All Black? Is it going to be an All Black style performance on Saturday night?
The All Blacks always do great here in Wales, so I'm looking forward to keeping that record clean.
Yo, a lot of boos here, man. You guys are very territorial over there, Rob.
Yeah, it's because he mentioned the New Zealand rugby team. Having a pretty good record again, and remember they're in Wales, and the Welsh love their rugby. So he basically just said, "My guys always come over and kick your guys' ass." So that's why he got the booze there.
Ness, do you have that soundbite? Who gives a fuck?
Nah. That I actually care. This is exactly why we need a Rob on the show to kind of you know.
Klitschko's a great
put us on. I'm Joseph Parker. I'm a different story, Rob. Yo, he said he's got his speed. He's going to show you on Saturday. We'll see, man.
Skills, techniques, all of the above.
Okay, one last thing. What are you going to do in terms of acclimatizing yourself to the Principality Stadium? Will you go and have a bit of time there to get used to it? It is your first stadium fight.
Acclimatizing. I mean, I can understand, you know, the fact that he's coming from another country and to get used to the actual climate. But he's saying of the stadium. He's like, you never fought in a stadium. It's hilarious.
Great display.
One last thought.
That's been brought up a lot, that AJ's now got this like he's been there and done it now, 80,000, 78,000. And Parker's never done this. He's got this ring wall in front of a lot of eyes.
I agree with that to a certain extent. I brought it up on today's show when we were talking about Carl Froch and his quotes on AJ and AJ, you know, kind of delaying the fight with Wilder. Listen.
Very quickly.
Excuse me?
Very quickly. Super chats. Shout out to B. Pauly saying, what up, Matt? What up, Ness? Undisputed. Hi, Rob. Is Wilder going to be on soon? ? Shout out to Larry Merchant saying, Ness, your boy Wilder lied to you. Ain't coming, puss. And shout out to Eric Cruz in the Super Chat saying, who's the new guy?
Wilder didn't lie to me because I haven't even called him. This is not a Wilder show. We're doing an immediate reaction
Technically speaking, Wilder is 100% in the headline due to your request. So it is technically a Wilder show.
Excuse me, Matt. You're the biggest hater of all haters, and that's why you're a hater. But Eric Cruz said, who's the... Shout out to Eric Cruz said, who's the new guy? Yo, shots.
Who's Eric Cruz? Who's Eric Cruz? Who is this guy?
Who is this
the
guy?
Ring magazine again. So listen, Matt takes shots at me. We're still watching the media workout right now. We have shots of Adam Smith talking to Johnny Nelson, and it's a perfect time to segue into the back end of the title that Matt loves to peg me with, so that I could be known as this Wilder fanboy. But it's actually these two men that were conversating, and the quote is by the both of them because they feel that this could be Wilder. And because he didn't get it together, because he hasn't been submissive to the demands of Eddie Hearn and Anthony Joshua, he's missing out on this and all the media. Matt, it's freaking crazy. It's like Eddie has a spell on the world. Even Johnny Nelson and Adam Scott or Adam Smith, whatever his name is, were saying the same quotes from IFL interviews with Eddie Hearn. Robbie Hearn, I know you heard it. Give me your thoughts as we watch Anthony Joshua stop on his, Joseph Parker stop on his way out, signing autographs for the fans as he's exiting the media workout, making way for Anthony Joshua.
Yeah, I mean, them saying Wilder's missed out, and it's all the same talk. It's whether it's Eddie Hearn or Sky or Matchroom, it's all going to come from the same narrative. So it's just trying to hype and build up, or just throw a little bit of shade maybe, but it's all part of the game, right?
I think so.
Yep. So I'm going to go ahead and fast forward this, right? Because, shout out to Joseph Parker, because I am going to give extreme amount of credit to Anthony Joshua for doing the same. Joshua even said that he'll go on to say that he wants to invite a few fans on into the ring and do pad work with them. So that is definitely official. Joseph Parker still being mobbed, still signing, grabbing people's phone himself and taking the selfies for them. Definitely doing what champions do, soaking in the moment for sure, guys. Now, does this look like a guy that isn't going to be able to handle the 80,000 that'll be there Saturday night at Cardiff?
No. And I will say this. Kevin Barry told us this. If Joseph Parker loses to Anthony Joshua, it's simply because Anthony Joshua is better than Joseph Parker. I think that's the case. Whoever's going to win on Saturday night, both guys are in their prime. Both guys are undefeated. Both guys are athletic specimens for the heavyweight division that we have, let's be honest. So, yes, I think whoever wins will just be simply better than the other guy that night.
Come on, ladies and gentlemen. Let's not forget that you're enjoying this content, and the best way to let us know that is by hitting that thumbs up button. Make sure you mash it up. We should always have more thumbs up than people watching. Don't forget to go the extra mile. Drop us a 5-star review on iTunes. So obviously we have now AJ entering, and we already gotten to see money being spent on his entrance for a media workout. Matt, there's silhouettes, he's behind the lit paper shadow boxing. There's
the lit paper.
to create the silhouette, but well, they had a little light show too going on. You know what I mean? They're just really making it seem kind of like the main event or the night of the fight. And this is always shocking to me, the amount of dollars that go into this, but we always see that with the UK guys, like, Joshua Khan and Brooke, and they do produce that in ticket sales and other things.
Well, like you said, Ness, it seems like the main event because it is the main event.
Yeah, but not for a media workout. We don't see this unless it's Mayweather, maybe Pacquiao.
Yeah, but we've been on the show saying that there's only one guy getting guarantees of 10 to 20 million nowadays, and it's Joshua.
Well, he's in the ring now. Speaking of him, I want you to talk. Look at him right now. Tell me what you see in his shadow boxing. I mean, he gets criticized for being flat-footed. Rob, Matt, say something. He also looks slimmer. He looks slimmer in this shirt, does he not?
I think he looks a lot smaller than definitely the Takam fight. The chest doesn't look so barreled. I think he looks lighter on his feet. I think there's going to be more speed there. And when the big guys hit you with the speed, that's when you get the real big knockouts. But he definitely looks smaller, in my opinion.
Agreed. And there's been like tons of YouTube videos out saying like Anthony Joshua
does look faster, but this is only what, a minute in the first round. Can he keep this pace? Because that's where he's always, you know.
What? Ness, are you going to really judge a guy's cardio based off his shadow box and for a meter workout? Like, come on, man. This guy can do this for 2 hours straight, no problem.
Shadow boxing? You can't shadow box for 2 hours straight, you fucking liar.
He hasn't even got a shadow.
But Ness, I'm not Anthony Joshua, so that of course I can do that for 2 hours.
You're not fucking 300 pounds of muscle that needs oxygen and have already shown us a history of, you know, getting a little tired between rounds 5 and 8.
But we've also seen him knock out people in rounds 10 through 12.
Exactly. 41-year-old guy, 2-year layoff. People not on the level of Joseph Parker, because yes, Vladimir was on that level, but who else was on that level of Joseph Parker? Who else had the ability to still defeat a slick boxer in Huey Fury?
Oh, man. Well, first off, that one is also debatable. Secondly,
yeah, to the haters, everything's debatable.
Sure. AJ, to question AJ's cardio at this point, I think is a little bit of a mute point. Like, yes, does he slow down? Of course. But so is almost every heavyweight in the division, if not all of them. And he has shown that even when he does slow down, he is still extremely lethal. He has shown that his defense is still pretty solid, even when he is tired. So I think it is a moot point when we're going to talk about this fight, when we're going to talk about the Deontay Wilder fight next time he hopefully fights. It's going to be, again, a point that's brought up, but a point that's not going to matter in the end.
I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me to say it's a moot point when he...
Because it's that much of an issue.
No. Let me finish. Listen, first of all, it's not a mute point for one simple reason. His last fight, they questioned his cardio. The Vladimir fight, they questioned his cardio. So in this fight, the lead up, the build up in his interviews, he addressed those comments. Played them on a pat. Hold on a minute. He addressed those comments that, oh, for people to think that, you know, I gas out at this stage in my career, blah, 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 blah. Yet he's come in lighter. He had been the heaviest, and now he's coming in lighter. You know, another thing, he even said, I'm not going to let anyone know my weight. Yet, you see, physically here today at the media workout, he looks lighter. So he is listening, and he's obviously addressing the cardio issue.
I think saying it's a cardio issue is overblowing what it is. He slows down in the later rounds and then still knocks out people. You know who else slows down in later rounds? Everyone else in the division. You know why? Because they're fucking heavyweights. You know, like, you're naturally going to slow down when you're that big. And he is still lethal. He still has a great work rate, too. Like, he still puts on combinations. So, again, I think it's a moot point because I don't think it's really an issue. He slows down. Yes, that is a fact. But, again, he has shown that it's not something he cannot overcome or adapt to. And it shows that his defense is still pretty good even when he is slowing down.
I think if you remember in the Klitschko fight, that he showed a bit of sort of boxing savvy when he looked like he took a few rounds off after the knockdown. After Klitschko knocked him down, he took some rounds off, got some wind back in his back into the body, and then came out again in that round to come out like, I think, remember in the live fight chat, you were saying like, you know, man possessed or whatever. So he showed a bit of, ring intelligence, whether it was his corner said, look, you need to rein it in a bit because you're throwing these bombs and you're trying to trade and you're gassing out. But he showed that he can refill the tank. But I don't know if you guys remember, if before the Takam fight, there was all the little talk that AJ's going to come in lighter. He looks like he's going to be lighter. And AJ said in interviews just recently that the fight week of Takam, he just stopped doing anything, and he just stopped. And he's saying he just like bulked out, but he's learned from it this time, and he's going to continue ticking over throughout fight week instead of just sitting down, relaxing, and taking it easy, whatever. But he sees that he's going to maintain that lower weight now, whereas before he said he then bulked out and gained a lot going into it because he was looking lighter than he came in his career heaviest. So we'll have to see. But I think he's got it on now.
Is that more quotes about Anthony Joshua addressing the cardio and weight? Oh, I don't know. Matt said it was a mute point.
Yes, he's winning and knocking out these people.
Matt.
It'd be like saying Deontay Wilder has a chin issue because he gets hurt in fights and then still knocks out people. It's like, okay.
No, Matt, you keep saying he still knocks out people like Deontay don't fucking knock out people.
Whole squad full of fucking killers.
I'm a killer too. Okay, yes. Stop acting like it's only one heavyweight knocking people smooth out.
I just mentioned him for the same exact reason. I mean,
mention him with authority.
Tennis Ness, come on. I know it's been your show. But let's be honest here. Every time we talk about Wilder, we say he has massive technical flaws and holes, but he knocks out people. You can say the same thing about Joshua. Joshua slows down in later rounds. He still knocks him out. He still wins. So that's why it's a moot point. It doesn't matter anymore. He has obviously showed that he can deal with that issue in his game, is my point. But it's okay.
It's okay. So he's still in the ring, and he's definitely giving us a show. He put on about a, 6-8 punch combination there. You know, he's still letting him go. Hasn't put the gloves on, no pad work yet, but definitely looking mobile in this ring.
Well, I don't think either guy does pad work.
Really?
Yeah, if you're watching it.
No, I am watching it. I just don't know if they were going to put gloves on him or not.
No, I meant like if you watch the whole thing, I don't think he puts gloves on, I believe. I mean, I think Robbie watched it.
Yo, so you know what I did hear when I did watch it, since you asked me that I watched it earlier? When I heard it with the volume on, I was able to hear that they gave all the credit to the sponsorships to this little fair-skinned man in the ring that I have no clue what's his name, nor could I remember what they said, but it wasn't Eddie Hearn, especially not that Under Armour deal.
Rob McCracken?
Nope, that's the trainer.
Freddie Cunningham?
Probably. I don't know. You know.
Manager. That's his manager.
Okay, well, they said that Freddie's set for life because of the sponsorships that he fucking brought AJ. And Under Armour being one of them. And the only reason that sparked in my head is because I'm looking at AJ and he's fully, you know, dry fit in boxing apparel by Under Armour. And I believe even Joseph Parker had some Under Armour boxing shoes on. Not that I like those. His looked real, you know, they're throwback to the nostalgic kind of Mike Tyson back in the day black ones, but whatever. Just more conversation because it was mentioned on the show, or rather the live media workout. And it was interesting to me because a lot of our listeners give all the credit, and so do the AJ Protectors, all the credit to Eddie. They're like, oh, Eddie got him this big Under Armour deal. Eddie has him. And now we find out it's actually this Freddie, not Eddie.
I mean, Ness, we know this. Like, casual fans simplify, like, a team. So, like, instead of, like, Wilder, Shelly Finkel, Dukubis, and Al Haymon, you have Wilder and Haymon, right, for a casual. You know, like, they simplify.
Absolutely, but it's your job to, you know, give them the...
No, absolutely, absolutely. But for the casual fan, like, of course, they're going to simplify the team. And we just have to understand that. And, of course, educate them.
So Joshua being a sportsman, he's about to do an interview. I guess we should go to the audio. He's definitely being chummy to the crowd. He's huge compared to the interviewer, right? Like, look at the size difference.
He's a big dude, man.
So you guys in the UK, everything is with suits. Even at a media workout, you guys are interviewing in suits over there.
Professional.
Of course. Of course.
Big Under Armour banner over there, lit. On a projector, Matt, getting that money.
That money.
Yeah, even the little video. Yeah, that little bit of VT they ran before he came out. That was the big Under Armour symbol. And
talking about the lit paper Matt laughed at?
Yeah. But yeah, he's doing the interview now.
Here
yeah?
we go. Here we go.
But Cardiff, what about some noise for Anthony Joshua?
Now, it's funny because they're making noise for him. I was told that they were yelling bomb squad. I haven't heard that yet.
I didn't hear that. I kind of Don't listen to that. Have to be part
of this. We talk about the hunger that you've got for success and the hunger that you've got to win and win world championship belts. But when you come here and you see a crowd like this, and you'll be meeting the fans later on and saying hello to them, when you get a chance to actually speak to people, is that what makes it real for you?
Yeah, I like the interaction part. You know, sometimes there's people that I want to meet and so on and so forth. And, you know, a minute of your time means the world to some people. It means the world to me. So I do my best as well. So, yeah, for sure. At some stage, I'd love to get some people up from the crowd in the ring and maybe do some pads with someone or something like that.
I like that, man. I like that he's going to do pads with people. They panned the arena and a couple of faces went lit up.
He was saying he can't wait to get into the ring with you. He says he wants to have a war. Is that good news for you?
Yeah. It's good news. But it's still.
Yo, I love how he brushes them off. Yeah.
In boxing, all you need is a good chin and a right hand, but we've been working on finesse.
Yo, was that a shot at Wilder? A good chin and a right hand?
Totally. 100%.
Pause it for a second. Pause it. I didn't even catch that on the first time I played it at all.
Yeah, that is total shots. That was shots fired in Wilder's direction.
Yo, and that's a subliminal, man. That's some Kendrick Lamar shit. Shout out to AJ, man.
Shout out to Frotch who can tell that things like this are AJ just waiting the fight out. Check out that show earlier. We did it this morning. You can check it out on your iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, wherever podcasts are found, or right here on YouTube. We're going back to the audio.
Yeah, definitely. So physically, I've always tried to prepare myself the best way. But not only that now, I'm starting to believe in myself, which is important. So I'm believing in my ability.
And this just goes, you know, this answer goes to show, you know, it goes kind of...
Yes, Ness.
Side by side with that other interview that he did a couple years ago where he said he needed a couple fights. He needed a couple years. He said 1920. And he's aligning with that statement right here. He's more confident in himself. And I think, you know, two more fights and he'll be ready for Wilder.
A reputation. The roles are switched now. The hunter has now become the hunted.
Yeah, but you need to still kick that challenger's mindset. You know how it goes. I'm still a challenger in my head. Sometimes I try not to be seen with the belts too much. I let other people do the enjoyment because I've got to keep that challenger mindset. Do you know what I mean? So, I'm looking forward to the challenge with Parker. And just because now, as you said, I'm the hunted, it's not time to put my feet up and relax, you know.
What about that statement that he says he doesn't really walk around with the belts? He lets other people do that.
Well, it's just so many of them. You know what I mean? They're really heavy, you know?
Oh, is that another shot Wilder who does?
I like that. He said it's just so many of them. They're heavy. And you think that's a shot at Wilder? Why? Because he travels with his belt?
It's Sophia. I mean, like.
Does he travel with it? Is he in the, well, he's not in the UK, is he?
I'll put it this way. Again, it's different. But last time I saw him really moving was for Fight Week with Ortiz when he was doing the media circuit for ESPN and such. And he had his belt, I believe, with him for that. I could be wrong. Now,
look, we could be making it personal. Right, and saying that it's a shot at Wilder, but look, Joseph Parker definitely traveled with his belt, and he had it at the press conference, and he was in a suit, and he went with his belt for the face-off, and AJ was in a tracksuit, workout gear, with no belt. So it could be, see, we could be thinking Wilder, because we're fake fans thinking past Joseph, he could be speaking directly to Joseph Parker.
I think
he's also an orthodox fighter, so he could be the big right hand that he's talking about, chin and right hand.
I think it's a little bit different. I think short term, yes, it could all some of these could mean that's the beauty of a subliminalness, you know that. And for rap, you know it could mean this guy, but for the long term, it means this huge rivalry that you've been brewing up for your entire career. So I think it could be both. Also, I think AJ is just too smart. Like AJ is a master at the chess game, man. Like he knows how to build up a fight in the short term, and he also knows how to antagonize people. He knows how to antagonize Deontay Wilder. And if you know Deontay, if he's watching this or he has watched this, he'll pick up on these things. He will.
AJ does it on the low, I think. He does it real, you know, we know Deontay, he's very loud and gets quite, you know, excited and really goes for it. Whereas AJ, like you say, subliminal, just kind of low key, you know, real nice, edgy little digs, but without shouting or screaming or whatever. So I think it's definitely a little shot aimed at Deontay.
I'm Deontay Wilder, bomb, bomb, Alabama power, baby. WBC heavyweight champ of the world. So we hear all of that shit.
Yeah. Real subtle and subliminal.
Yeah, come on. Now, maybe once or twice.
Great position to be in because there could be some even bigger fights coming in the not too distant future.
I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about that.
Now, look at how he says he's not worried about that. Look at the smile. Mannerisms are important, guys. I mean, look at that still shot you're on right there, Matt.
I know.
What, that's so good.
What is, Robbie?
Yeah.
What is that look?
That looks, come on, I'm focusing on Parker. Let's get that fight out of the way. And, you know,
you fucking asked this question. Ha ha ha. Like, that's what that is.
Like, oh, here we go. The Wilder, questions.
Here they come. I hate that he has to be the, you know, that it's them too, because he is a great champ. Like, he's a nice guy. I mean, even this still shot, even though you can interpret this facial expression a million different ways, you know, I choose to say, look at this man's smile. He's made for the limelight. He is. He's made for the limelight. You know what I mean? He's got like that Hercules appeal. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, back to the audio. You got something, Matt?
There are guys that just seem like they were born to be stars. AJ is one. And so is Wilder.
It's funny. I'm glad you brought that up. It sparked this. His walkout music was fucking Biggie. This is why I keep I hate that it's him versus Wilder, because I love them both. He came out to Biggie and it was like, this goes out to all the people that called the cops and I was just trying to make a little money for my daughter. And it's like, yo, I could feel your struggle. Like, I relate. It's really gonna be like a rock and a hard place when these two finally, you know, meet, because again, he's a great champion. Like, I love those Dominic Brazil moments that he gave us, you know. This, you know, the little jewels he drops with the music, that subliminal that we picked up on, all that is make of a good champion, bro. Especially because you got to be more than just, you know, cookie cutter. You got to be able to be creative and innovative the way that he's being. But anyway, back to the audience. He see the crowd. He know the crowd want that fight.
Saturday night is big enough. Saturday night is massive. It's big enough.
Yo, how can he fucking deflect and say Saturday night is big enough? Saturday night is massive.
I smell pussy.
Oh, Matt did that.
Come on.
Hey, Matt.
Come on,
Matt,
now.
He's in the biggest fight of his career. You saying he smelled pussy? That's crazy, Matt. That's crazy, Matt.
I'm saying you could have done a better job of not answering that question with a non answer. Like, you could have said, I'll deal with guys are hooting and hollering after I have this big fire. You know, there's ways you could have slid around it and still send an actual shot at Wilder and build up a fight. He could have done a better job, let's be honest.
I mean, yeah, maybe, but you know, there's a guy live with a microphone and whatever. He just wants, he's been, his mantra all week has been, let's just get Parker. I don't want to be seen to be looking past him. I want to focus on Joseph Parker. Then we can talk about stuff. So I think he's trying to do, you know, the stay humble, or like he's just not that guy that's going to go, and when I knock out Parker, that's it. Deontay Wilder, I'm coming for you. You know, it's just, that's just not AJ's character.
That's what we want. That's what we want.
Yeah,
let me tell you.
But that's not him.
Hold on, Ness. He could have said something a little more like a subliminal, like he already said in that answer. He could have stuck something in that us hardcores knew. That us hardcores could have been like, oh, we understand what he was saying by that. Even though he was saying that he's focused on Joseph Parker, we knew what he was really saying there. He could have done something. And a guy that's paid 20 plus guaranteed a fight, you have media people to train you for this, to make up points for you. You have a team for this. So he should have had an answer that was better than, you know, a smile. Let me just, you know, Be coy. Oh, I have Saturday Night's big enough. Like, that's not a good enough answer for that question.
20 million's big enough for me, Matt.
That's true. Hey, man, that's true. When you get paid 20 million, you may not care. But if I'm in his team, if I put on Eddie Hearn or a McCracken hat or whatever the fucking names are, I am going to say, hey, you could have said this to also build up a future fight and still say I'm focused on Joseph Parker. There's a way to do it.
Well, I just, you know, maybe we're not all just so quick-witted like you, Matt. You know what I mean? He just got a microphone.
That's true, man. You know, not everyone's born like me, you know? That's just, it's true.
Let's get to the audio.
You do have to thank God.
Let's get to the audio.
The undercard, you know, all the undercard fighters as well on the show. Everyone's looking phenomenal.
I hear more deflection saying, oh, no, we got a great fight, massive fight, plus the undercard.
I'm really looking forward to watching him, so good luck to him as well.
British boxing and a very healthy stake. Just finally, look at these people and give them one last message. What can they expect to see here in Cardiff from you?
Not too hyped, but I want to hear that. Oh, and there you go. That's hype.
There you go. AJ's army is here in full effect. Anthony, we wish you the very best of luck. We'll see you very soon. Thank you very much indeed. Anthony Joshua, loving it here in Cardiff.
All right. So, I mean, it's pretty much over. And now he's just going to do a lot of fan stuff. I mean, and we'll hear, you know, more Johnny Nelson and Adam Scott, obviously, when they say that this could be Wilder, that Wilder could have been capitalizing on all this media. But, you know, I got to disagree with that. I got to say that, you know, Wilder wanted it to be him, just like Wilder wanted it to be he versus Joseph Parker. But Wilder doesn't represent the amount of money that Anthony Joshua brings to the table as an A-side and supplying the purse for the B-side.
Thing is, you got to remember is Matchroom have a deal with Sky Sports. So they're not going to be on national TV talking about Matchroom's big guy and saying, oh, don't be worrying about Wilder should have been here, you know, and spinning that narrative that Wilder's priced himself out the fight or Wilder's done this, Wilder's done that. They're going to keep with the Matchroom narrative. It's the same. It's their broadcaster. It's the deals with Sky Sports. So that's just how that's going to go down. They're not going to. I know Carl Froch maybe come out and said something slightly different as an analyst, but actually on the telecast, on the TV, they're not going to do anything to go against AJ, surely.
It's similar to how like HBO would always have narratives to big up HBO fighters over Showtime fighters. Like, that was the old thing, you know, and vice versa, of course. You know, that's common in boxing or just in sports overall, that a network and its affiliated, you know, sporting entity aligns with have a biased relationship, of course. That happens in business. You know, again, to Nessa's point about, you know, Wilder could have been here, you know, et cetera. Yeah. And you know, I think Wilder at this point, we're going to have a show later more about that and him not being there. I think it is just a missed opportunity. Like, yeah, he wouldn't have been here for this occasion because he would have shown up on Friday and only been for the telecast on Saturday. But just being around all this media, all this hype, all this atmosphere, it would have done something. It couldn't have hurt. You can say that.
I gotta agree with that. There's no way it could have hurt.
There's no way. It would only be a net positive, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, wait a minute. Thinking optimistically, right?
Or devil's advocate? What do you mean, optimistically?
Well, I mean, look, you were saying that there's no way it could have hurt, right? But there's a lot of callers that believe, you know, Dillian White was there to deflect the energy away from Joshua and focus it on Wilder White. If he goes, maybe Dillian makes him act out of character. They do something that goes viral and the energy does get deflected.
Dillian could definitely bring that out in people.
But I would argue, Rob, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I would argue that it would still be a net positive because even though it's a diversion of what we want AJ versus Wilder. We don't want Wilder versus White. However, if the net positive is just, you know, using Eddie Hearn's term, to which I hate, if it raised the profile of Wilder to have that viral moment, does it really hurt in the end? Because we all think he's going to go out there and knock out White. So I think it's a compounding thing of, it's just another event you need to be at to show up, put your face in front of cameras, and to be seen.
I mean, definitely. If Eddie Hearn's thing is he needs to raise his profile in the UK, whether that's with Dillian White or Anthony Joshua or Tony Bellew or whoever, if he makes a scene, doesn't matter who it's with, that makes the UK public know who Deontay Wilder is. So it doesn't really necessarily matter who he's getting into any beef with or anything that goes viral, just as long as he did it. So,
well, let's open up these phone lines because we got to wrap this one up. I'm waiting on a text from the big guy so that we could come back with, you know, with that one whenever he's ready. So make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. The title will be self-explanatory, and you shall know that he will be live, if not entitled, in description. So make sure you subscribe right here to the YouTube channel or on Blog Talk to receive those notifications. Make sure you hit the notification bell on YouTube to get those. We're going to go out to the sponsors. Remember the number to call in, 1-425-569-5241. Skype callers, international callers, people that just want to call in absolutely free, they want to sound 1,000% better, do so by downloading the Skype mobile app, absolutely free on both Android and iPhone markets and stores, so that you can call in by adding Nestor Gibbs on Skype. That's NestorGibbs. Everyone out there listening, if you want to hear these live callers give their opinion on this particular topic, find it in your heart to hit that thumbs up button, because remember, it helps with the visibility of the show, and that only helps the show grow to bring you more live characters to call in. We're going to go out to Muhammad on Skype. Muhammad, where are you calling in from?
Hi, man.
Muhammad, one moment. First, I got to go to my sponsors that help us keep these lights on with every other Patreon out there.
Brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at ElCaminoElectricalServices.com.
Muhammad, I'm going straight to you. You have been on the line since we started the show, so you've been definitely paying attention closely to everything. We can't wait for your thoughts.
Hi, mate. Thank you. How are you doing, all everyone? Peace. It was nice to actually listen to you guys. I was watching the media workout actually live on Sky Sports. Just got a couple of things to say about the fight in itself. I thought Parker looked really trim. He looked pretty sharp. He said in the build-up as well that he's actually looking for movement. I actually feel like he's going to get counterpunched against Joshua. I think Joshua will set traps for him, and he'll walk onto a right hand. I think the fight gets stopped within 7th of May. In terms of Wilder, I was really disappointed. I heard a few rumors around that he's not actually coming to United Kingdom. I actually feel it's such a bad PR move. I mean, why wouldn't you want to come over to one of the biggest fights around? It would give him so much media coverage, even potentially build up the Joshua fight even more. I just think it's just a bad move. And I like Wilder a lot. And I just feel it's so unfair. Like, he's a great fighter. He's got a thunderous right hand. And he's brash, he's loud, he's everything you want from an American heavyweight, and yet he literally fights for pennies as compared to Joshua, and he doesn't really get the recognition either amongst the US media, which I'm really disappointed at, actually. I think he should be there at the fight. I think that he'll get a lot of media coverage.
Cut it. Muhammad, thank you for calling in. Listen, this is a spontaneous show. We're giving everybody 1 minute, but I gave you a minute and 45 seconds because I know you were on since the very opening of the show, and I wanted to show you our appreciation, as I want you to show us your appreciation by heading over to the YouTube channel and hitting that thumbs up button or dropping us a 5-star review. Now, look, if you're still watching the tape, Matt, that is the guy right there that is responsible for the sponsorship. The little white guy right there. He just put his hand on the other guy right there with the white collar shirt, black. He got a white shirt with the black sweater. Yeah, that's him. Boom. Anyway, we're going to go out to the callers. Let's go to Jay Hardcore Boxing one of our boomerangs on patreon.com/theboxingvoice, giving him the ability to not only cut the line, but call back if one of you guys say something good enough to tick him off for a return call. Jay, what's going on, brother? Talk to us.
Hey, fellas, how y'all doing today, man? I'm just happy to be sitting here watching this interview and everything, but, you know, watching y'all show, man. I was telling my wife today that, you know, some people got the pool hall, some people got the bowling alley. We got this right here, man. I'm just so damn happy that we can get together and, you know, watch the show and talk to like-minded people, man. So I appreciate you got the show. I'm in about the 11th round right now with this whiskey sour. So, you know, I'm feeling no pain. And I can't wait for the fight this weekend. I actually think it's going to go the distance, though, to be truthfully honest.
And oh, my God. It's good money on the distance, brother. Jay, man, if you're a betting man, thank you for calling in, brother. If you are a betting man, then I hear it is very good money on going a distance. I just don't see that. You know, now that he brought that up, before we go to the next caller, let's spice it up. Let's talk about the possibility of knockouts or going 12 rounds. And I know that Joseph has shown us he can go 12. But the problem with that, Rob, is he hasn't been in there with anyone that could punch nearly as hard as Anthony Joshua.
No, exactly. I mean, AJ's got everybody out within the distance. So I think Parker's going to find himself in new territory. He says he's going to chase AJ round the ring, but if AJ catches him, we've seen what he does. He jumps on his opponent, and we'll have to see. But yeah, there's a lot of people saying this is going to go the distance, and people obviously this side of the pond are saying AJ getting the decision. And obviously, I know you guys obviously think it's tough to get a decision in the UK, but I personally don't see it going the distance myself. I think AJ gets Parker out of there.
I don't see him doing it early. If he does get him out of there, because I do see a possibility of a decision.
Really?
I think Parker's tough enough. I think he's athletic.
So is it enough, a possibility enough for you to lay 100 down?
On just the fight going to the decision and AJ winning it? Or what's the actual betting prop?
Let me look it up.
Look it up on my doc. I'll say this. I think Joseph Parker is tough enough and athletic enough to last 12 rounds with Anthony Joshua. We saw Takum do it almost. We saw Klitschko do it almost. We've seen guys go not super far with AJ a lot of times, but we've seen it enough to where I can think, yeah, I can see Parker lasting all 12. I'm not saying he's going to win decision, but in terms of, you know, what Jay was saying, Jay Hardcore Boxing was saying, yeah, I can see it. I can definitely see it going all 12 and still being a great fight. I mean, think about it. Klitschko was on the way to that, and Klitschko historically had a awful chin, a chin that we all laughed at. Parker does not have that as of this point. I'm not saying he does, because, again, I think you said, Ness, he's never faced a guy that hits as hard as Anthony Joshua. Like, that is absolutely...
Well, he's definitely never faced anyone with the knockout ratio of Joshua, because, you know, a hater will then question Joshua's resume, and like you said, Vladimir never had a chin, and Charles Martin, who the fuck is he? You know how people do. Let's keep these moving. We have Zulu out in Missouri. How are you, brother? Talk to us. Got a minute. New York minute.
Hey, here you go, man. Hey, what's going on, fellas? Good show. Just want to go ahead and make a quick, just get a quick statement. Hey, do we really need Deontay Wilder to go out there to promote this fight? No. Everybody in the UK knows who Deontay Wilder is. As soon as you say Anthony Joshua's name, Deontay Wilder's name is coming out next. I think the answer to this is Povetkin. Wilder should go right after Povetkin and continue to do what he's doing as far as cleaning out the heavyweight division. We don't have to be subjected to what Eddie Hearn is doing over there. We can do what we're doing over here, and we need to support our American champion more. That's my call.
Bomb Squad! Going out to Ronald. Talk to us, Ronald.
Yo, what's good? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Loud and clear.
What's good? Can you hear me?
Yes.
What's up? How you doing today, Neff? Shout out to the Boxing Voice. Shout out to
78 Sports. Shout out to the LDBC. Shout out to your fans on your comment section. Yeah, that media day was off the chain today, I thought. It was different, you know. How you feel about it, Ness?
Different in what way?
Well, I kind of thought it was like Disneyland or something. Like, only thing they had was teas and crumpets or something, man. It was different.
I mean, because he's a franchise, so you've seen a lot of sponsorship propaganda. But outside of that, it was what any other media workout is, you know, a gym, a fighter, you know, and a workout.
Yeah, it was different. You know what I'm saying? Like, but them saying, like, Wilder not coming there and acting like, you know, like that was important. Like, they gave that option. They said that they didn't want him there. So why would he come there? So, like, I understand that we all fans, but, like, I don't think they should be sitting there, like, making it seem like it wasn't their fault. You know what I mean?
But there, who is like they? Who is they? Who's they that is the fault of?
Well, that whole organization, that promotion company, you know what I mean? Like AJ's people, AJ himself, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, okay. Even if you believe that AJ and Eddie Hearn are at fault, they still are not Johnny Nelson and Adam Scott, who said what they said on the telecast. I mean, I heard what you heard. I heard it too, you know. But anyway, shit, that's 2 minutes. You got 2 minutes, Ronald. But that's because you always show us super chat love, and that was my appreciation while you lullabied me to sleep there, hating on AJ. It's all good because they get a lot of Wilder hate coming this way. And we about to get some because we're going to the Skype machine, and we have Owen in the UK. Owen, talk to me.
What's going on, Ness? Second time in the same day.
I'm trying to do it. Okay. I'm trying to do a three-peat like Michael J. I'm just waiting for the text back from Deontay. Damn, I always rhyme every day. Matt, you a hater. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, both of them look good. The fan crowd was there. I feel like Joshua, he seems relaxed, but I'm with Matt here. I think this is gonna go 12 rounds.
Yo, it's good money on 12. 12 rounds
written all over it. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm with you, Matt. I think 12 rounds. I just feel Parker is up for it. He's got that Samoan blood. And them boys are strong boys. Like, they're not going to lay down even under the occasion.
Hey, I love how he's bigging up, you know, Joseph Parker right now, like before the fight. Oh, he's got Samoan blood. He ain't laying down. So then once he wins, it's like, yeah, Anthony Joshua will be the tough, undefeated Samoan.
Of course, that's why when you're,
I told you, Ness, is a tough
I know you said that, Owen. I know you said that, but we don't know yet.
Plain and simple, like for me, I think Parker's coming out with the right mentality, the right attitude. We all know. I mean, people are completely skipping over Parker. We're not even talking about Parker in the last two podcasts. You haven't mentioned Parker once. And I feel like that's a mistake on a lot of people's part.
Yeah, but we also have fans from the UK saying that guys like Luis Ortiz are 50 years old.
Yeah, but Owen, you're a victim. You're part of that because, look, we're doing an immediate reaction to the actual workout, and you're still bringing up Deontay.
No, I said I'm a Deontay fan based on you telling me I'm caping for AJ. And all I said was, I said Parker. I've only been talking about Parker.
Oh, my God. Owen, guess what? You just got 2 minutes, man. You got more than the last caller. You guys got to stop dragging me down this rabbit hole. Matt, do not let them drag me down the rabbit hole. You should know better than this.
You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Very quickly.
Wait. The translation for that obviously is blue pill. You think AJ's king. Red pill. You find out the truth.
Yes.
You're such a fucking Wilder fanboy.
Side note, they're remaking or they're rebooting The Matrix. That is a fucking travesty.
Bro. Oh my God, thank God. I just watched all three my last plane ride. I love those movies, so I wouldn't mind to see it over. You know, and the CGI is kind of outdated at this point. This has been a preview of Overtime only on patreon.com/ The Boxing Boys. going out to back on Skype. We got Anthony Edwards, Cincinnati's own Queen City Cobra, Border Wars 1-0 fighter. Anthony Edwards, what's going on, brother? Can't forget to say Patreon. Can't forget to say also Patreon. And also can't forget to say, I don't know about that.
What up? We got Robbie Hearn on the thing.
Yeah, check it out, Cobra. Anyway, I'm only talking to you if you sign for Robbie Hearn promotion. So you either say that on air right now or I'm going quiet.
Thinking about it. it's an interesting situation, man. I'm thinking a lot of people have been saying the distance of Parker. I would take that bet, honestly. I don't know. I envision AJ getting tired, but I hope it ain't true that Wilder is not going. I mean, it'd definitely help his case. I mean, I think UK fans would be. I put the pressure on Wilder been saying, let's smoke him out. Shit, take your ass over there and smoke him out. That's what I want to see. You ain't got to get in the green. Stand out there and talk shit. Sit at the workouts and see what happens. You know the camera's going to be on him, so we'll see. That's all I got.
Okay, thank you.
Cobra, thanks for calling in. We're going out to Ralph on Skype. Talk to me, Ralph.
Yes, good evening. AJ by round 7 or 8 knockout. Is my prediction.
Okay. I mean, usually we take predictions on Thursday. Today we were just giving our thoughts and reviewing the media workout. Did you happen to see both men at the media workout today?
Yeah. AJ's looking lean, looking sharp. I think he's going to take him out. Parker's durable. But I think he's going to take him out. Shame Deontay isn't taking the flight.
Okay.
That's a shame.
Thank you for the call.
Well, all right, Ralph. I believe he says it's a shame Deontay isn't taking the flight. I want to hope that's what he said, flight. Yeah. Right? Awale.
Just quickly.
Yep.
No, I was just going to say, if you wanted to know, I've just looked up on a bookie's website for Joshua to win by decision or technical decision is 5-1. So what's that, a +5? How do you guys say that over there?
That's for every 100, you get 500. If Joshua wins by decision.
Yeah. And Joseph Parker to get the decision is 16-1.
Oh yeah. He's everything, but you know what? I mean, it doesn't hurt to put 100 both ways, bro.
Well, hell, put 25 on one and like 50 on the other. Like,
what the fuck? 25? What are you going to win? Like fucking $100 or some shit?
What, 25 on 60? That's not bad. You can make like what, 200, $300?
Or just forget the Parker one and just put it all on AJ.
5-1. You're going to win $125, dog. That ain't shit. You can't even catch a flight with 125.
I'm not talking about $25 for the 5-1 odds. I'm talking about the 16-1 odds. Ness.
Oh yeah, no, but you don't want to do that. You don't want to bet short money on the, because that's the big bet. That's
what you're supposed to do.
Exactly, but not in this fight when the guy has already been showing that he gasses out, you know, and the other guy has already been showing that he's a good body puncher and an active, you know, heavyweight, right? Like, let's think about punches thrown, right? On Anthony Joshua. Have you ever seen anyone throw as many punches as Joseph Parker?
That will be that
versus a Joshua.
No,
let's go through it. Molina didn't throw any. Who else was there?
Brazil was not on really. The back foot. You know what I'm saying? Only one that gave him some fistic fury, as your boy Jim Lampley likes to say. No, that was Mauro Millar, whatever his fucking last name is.
Mauro Ranallo.
I can never get it right. Now I'm never gonna try either way. I'm always gonna fuck it up.
It's okay, Ness.
What the fuck happened there?
You have see, a disability.
Made me mess up my whole thought.
The only person to put hands on a little bit.
Yeah, it was Vladimir,
Joshua.
Really, bro. That's the only
Dillian White rocked him. Dillian White rocked him.
Oh yeah, Dillian White got a little left hook in.
Got a little left. You see the framing of that, Rob? See the anti UK bias on the show?
No, because I think that Joshua did very well in that fight.
So glad to have a fellow UK boxing fan on the show instead of, you
where
know.
Other people overplay that that moment and try to give Dylan White a lot of credit. I believe Joshua looked good in that fight, but you know, I could be wrong. I mean, Joshua wants the rematch anyway, right? That's what he's indicating. He even bet on Dylan White since we're talking about betting. Let's go back out to those phone lines though, unless one of you guys got want to say something really quick before we go to Boston.
Nah, bring it on. I want to see if I can hear Georgie through the headphones. I want to know if I can understand him.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yo, first of all, let me say, I don't play Showtime to see your damn not even putting a goddamn motherfucking effort. If I want to see some motherfucker just fight, I pick up a fight with somebody in the street. Don't need that shit. You don't love that form, my dude? Just move along. Gone. Fuck you. Man, quite a great show. Thumbs up, donate.
Yo, yo, low energy.
Oh, Georgie, what is wrong?
Yo, you on that blood pressure medicine?
A little bit, baby, a little bit. Just listen, man. First of all, if there's anybody out here who shows some love for the UK, that will be yours truly, Mr. Porgy. So,
Georgie, England loves you.
Ho, shut the fuck up.
Come on now.
Hey, come on.
Come on now, B. Listen, you're going to have to end it up with many battles with Mr. Gibbs about this UAK shit. So don't crack, buddy.
Yeah, tell him don't crack. Away. Don't run away. When AJ loses, don't run away. Don't run away.
Yes, your wife.
Please.
Yo, every time somebody loses, look, I remember Khan lost. We lost a UK rep. Brooke lost. We lost a UK rep. You know, hopefully he stays around a little time because
I'm here to stay.
Thank God. Thank God.
Right, well, we need representation from the UK,
we
Europe,
do.
Everywhere, because boxing belongs to the world, brother. Can't be in the fucking USA, USA only. What kind of shit is that? Listen, man, let me give you a positive message before I'm out here. You support who you want to support. They support their cats. You can't support their cat. So, you know, try to get, let's get our fucking evil fucking supporting here in this. Because when was the last time you give somebody from the UK a thumb up?
The UK supports you, Georgie.
What do you mean? Yo, everything we've been doing like for the last 90 days has been about the UK, bro. We're doing shows in the morning for the UK. Like, what more you want from me, Georgie? Should I turn around and be Passions of Christ for you? Am I going to be okay when my back is bleeding?
Listen, if on Sunday, when Sunday comes and AJ get his hands raised as a unified champion, don't make it about Wilder.
Already a unified champion.
I got to say, well, he's going to be once again one more.
60 seconds.
He's going to be, you know?
Okay, Georgie.
Wait, you are hating, man. Sit up. Everybody out there support, donate. I'm out.
Yeah, you're right, Georgie.
We got the border wars, you punk. Sign up the border wars, you punk, 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 punk. Jay Will, where you at? We going out to Jay Will in Ohio.
If you don't like I know, you should lie low. Killer, I used to get it in Ohio.
Yeah, man. Yo, man. You've been killing it all day, man. Getting in trouble at work, but yo. Let me get to what I got to say. About Wilder not coming, man. Well, first I'm going to get to the pre-workouts or whatever.
Seconds.
They both look good. I like the way Parker looks, honestly. He's looking a little bit better than what I thought. But that's not really saying much. But anyway, back to what I want to get to for real about Wilder not coming, possibly not coming. I think he's got tipped off about some shenanigans that's going to pop with Dylan White, or he know that Eddie Hearn's going to try to run some type of go-between shenanigans, so he's not going to, you know, get a way to get at Anthony Joshua. So he's kind of like, you know, if he senses that, it's like, what's the point of even going? So I kind of, because that's the only reason why I would see him not really going over there and doing some type of PR stunt and trying to hype the fight. But, you know, if he doesn't go, it's definitely because he already knows what Eddie Hearn's game is, to try to run Dylan White to act a fool at him and cause some type of silly situation.
I still don't think that that is the right choice, but, you know, teach his own.
I agree. Reason. Sorry, RTG over here. I definitely agree with J. Will that that is a plan by Eddie Hearn and team is to put Dylan White there to cause a scene to sort of interrupt a AJ Wilder fight happening next. But I also agree with you, Ness, that that's not a good enough reason to not go still.
Definitely. He should just tell him, you know, fuck what Eddie Hearn wants. Let's change. I'm going to change the narrative. I'm not going to be told what to do any further. You don't want you want me to come, but you want me to sit there like a good boy. I don't think so. I think Wilder, it's a mistake. He needs to go there and just not do what Eddie Hearn wants him to do.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though. I mean, do you really want to be the fucking wild black guy that goes to the UK and doesn't follow the rules and tries to make a fucking show and chairs get pushed over and your brother and you get into something and it's not exactly what you wanted to happen?
That would go rival, though, right?
Here's the thing. Ness. Yeah,
that's not good news. I know they say all news is good news. I know that they say all good news, except when it's attached to a fucking criminal charge. If someone decides to, again, like in the Brazil situation where, you know, shit got out of hand in the hotel room and boom, cops were called, charges were filed, lawsuits. You don't want that just because you want to fight. Like, why do you have to go to these extremes? Jarrell Miller isn't going to the UK. He's not going to the UK. He's not jumping in the ring. He's not doing none of that.
Okay. Because he doesn't have to make the fight. Wilder has to make the fight. And unfortunately, Ness, sometimes you have to be the loud black guy in the room to make the fight when you're a guy like Deontay Wilder. Unfortunately, we live in a culture and an age where that you have to do that, unfortunately. So if you're Deontay Wilder, you get a team that can... You know, I mean,
some would argue that you don't have to because Andre Ward made more money than Deontay Wilder for one purse, and he didn't have to do one lick of acting like a fool.
Andre Ward was also a gold medal Olympic medalist. He has Super Six winner. He had some other things on his table before he had that.
The point of the matter still remains: it can't be done without acting crazy.
Hold on, Ness. Let me finish my point before you interrupted me. I forgot about now, so we can just go to the callers. It's okay.
Nah, it's all right. I'll give you a moment to try. It'll come back to you. It always happens to me. I do apologize for that. I know it's frustrating. In the meantime, in the interim, have that apology soak in and take this super chat as some sort of, I don't know what the fuck the word is, but whatever. Boxing Therapy. Consolation prize is this super chat from Boxing Therapy who says, nobody wants to see the rematch with Dillian White and Joshua. Don't be disappointed when Parker beats Joshua via unanimous decision. Also, Wilder does need the publicity regardless if he can get in the ring or not. Thumbs up, TBV. Thumbs up to you, Boxing Therapy. You heard the man. We're at 160 thumbs up. Come on, hit that button. We need 500 × 2, which equals 1,000. Let's go.
Yes. Yes!
Matt, did you remember?
Yes! I did remember. In terms of his entourage, he needs to hand select an entourage that's maybe a little bit smaller that can make sure situations like you said, the Brazil situation, any sort of charges, criminal charges, those occasions do not happen. But you need to still make a scene. You can make a scene and not get a criminal charge. Ness, we know this. It's the boxing game, and that happens more times than not. But still, he needs to be there. And I think it's just a gross oversight to not be there out of a fear, not fear, that's probably the wrong word to use, out of a concern of Dylan White ruining your plans. I think that's, again, a mute point to what is your plan to do, Wilder. Go enact your plans and strategy. You're the champion. Go do it.
Getting some love from the future state of Border Wars Season 3. Don't know what Border Wars is? Head on over to patreon.com/theboxingvoice or right here on YouTube, type in Border Wars /theboxingvoice and check it out. But I completely forgot why I brought that up.
Come on.
Some love from Florida.
Oh, that's right. Dennis from Florida, from the Tampa, Orlando area, sending some super chat love saying, Spanish show, coño. Yeah. It's Doomsday. He wants his Spanish. He wants his TBB in Espanol. ¿Dónde está Doomsday, carajo? Anyway.
Doomsday's running.
And very quickly, another super chatter. Your boy, Ferocious Moreno, saying, shit. Will the undercards be on Showtime? I do not think so. iSports does show some of the undercard on YouTube as of recent. I don't know if they're going to do that for this one because it's a pay-per-view, but just keep on the lookout for that. Pay attention to social media on our accounts. We will probably be sharing any links to the undercard that we could find.
Big thank you to everyone that continues to support the show, whether that be via Super Chat, PayPal, or Patreon, or just thumbs up, reviews. Growth is growth. We're trying to get to 70K today. 70K today. 70K today, but we got to get to 100K before May. So do not forget. You better grab your girlfriend's cell phone and fucking subscribe. Your daughters, subscribe. Your sons, subscribe. Get us to 70K today and then 100K before May. We're going out to Awale. I just keep fucking rhyming. Give me a deal, Jay-Z. Where you at? Awale, what's up?
Yo, what's happening? What's happening, boss?
What's up, brother?
Yeah, all good, all good. Literally just on my way home right now, actually. Just listening to the podcast once again. Fantastic work again. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm super excited for the fight on Saturday. A little bit nervous. It's real now, you know what I mean? It's time to walk the walk. And then after that, I hope Wilder's there. And I hope something kicks off. Not between him and Dylan, but between him and AJ. Because I want that next.
Well, all right, Awale, thanks for calling in. Let me see. We got to everybody on Skype. We got Scott. Is this Scott in Canada? Scott.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Nah, this is Scott from Missouri. Yeah, man, I like your analysis of the day's media day, but I've studied a lot of boxing, and that looked like a C-level, B-level media day, I'm sorry to say. I didn't see no elite, no A-level fighters. What I seen was some 1-2s, 1-2-3s move around. No jumping rope, no skill set, no step, no movement, no head movement in that at all. Joseph Parker has the best basic skill set there is, movement, speed, and he know how to move around the ring and relax. They have got to do better than what they saying. A lot of talk is cheap. I've never seen not one heavyweight in history back away from a challenge. The WBC green belt is the number one belt in the USA. And if you don't go for it, that means you don't want it. You're scared. You got to step to the plate. Wilder reminds me of Jack Johnson. Put both of them side by side on the field. Josh reminds me of a straight up and down guy. Basic, same, ain't improved. No head movement. And he's easy to get hit with the right hand. And if anybody can see that, you need to slow tape down. Study. And that's, hey, man, you be everywhere. I'm happy watching you, man. And you be on it. No matter if it's left or right, you be on it. I got to give you credit, man. You move around. And Joshua, be a man. Don't let Hearn talk for you. Because if you go back a whole year of tape, you can watch all the lies how Hearn flip-flop. If ain't nobody can see that and want to avoid talking about that, you ain't into boxing. Because boxing is a sweet science, baby. Learn that. Inches in timing. Movement. Midwest create the best. USA had the best heavyweights ever in history. Start from finish. Start with Jack Johnson. Come all the way up to Wilder and see what you get. We run the board. Run it.
So does Joseph Parker make it to the 12th round? I'm trying to bet, man. Help me make this bet.
No. I don't think he will, due to the fact that if he don't start keep moving around and use it angles and you know, do like to calm. Keep that head moving. Don't get too close, because Joshua will fire that right straight down the pipe. No matter where he hits you at, he doesn't have one punch knockout, but he has enough power to let you know I'm coming. And if I hit you with two or three, you might as well hang it up. Wilder got the one punch. Joshua got the two and three combination. And that's even worse. It's just the same difference, except I'd rather get hit with that one shot than them three, man. I'm not going to lie. So I know it's over.
Well, listen.
But if you fighting for angles.
Scott, man, I want to thank you, obviously. we give everybody a minute. I gave you a three because you were doing your thing. Uh-oh. Matt got the cannons loaded.
Oh, man.
Come on, Scott. Don't go away.
Yo, and Rob, you know what I'm going to say. The fact that this guy said that he saw no A-level talent or fighters from this media workout is fucking laughable, especially when you qualify it with, if you know boxing.
Well, it depends how you interpret it, though.
Let me finish. If you follow boxing, you know media workouts are bullshit. And you know, especially at the highest level, the biggest fights, they're often the most bullshit. So, you know, like they didn't even do pads. Of course, you're not going to see them go in a full workout for the media. They're not going to do that in front of the other camp. I mean, let's be honest. When we went to Joseph Parker's camp, they only allowed us to film 40 seconds at a time of pad work. So what do you think they're going to do when the entire world's media is focused on them? They're going to do little as possible, get a photo op, and get the fuck out of there because that's what they're supposed to do for the media obligations per their contract. So if you know boxing, you know that those determine nothing about talent. Go actually see them in the gym, or better yet, watch any of their fights, which you can see because there's literally dozens of them on both fighters. And obviously, they're both at least a minus level talents. So I think that was pretty ridiculous to say by Scott. Everything else I kind of agreed with, but I thought that point was just absolutely ridiculous to say, and that was some biased shit.
Well, Matt, having his final say, are you going to use that for your final thoughts as well?
I'll do that. I'll definitely my final thoughts. Yes. If you think that you don't know shit about boxing, yeah. Shout out to boxingfanapparel.com. I am Matt the Hipster Hunter. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TBV on Instagram. And of course, my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radio, is on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. And of course, patreon.com/TheBoxingWars for hours and hours and hours of extra content, including Standing 8 Count, a solo dolo podcast with just me, no Nestor Gibbs, no Robbie Hearn, just me, or Overtime or Untitled with, you know, these guys as well. Peace.
Robbie Hearn, you had a pro debut today, man. How'd it go?
Well, I don't know. You tell me, boss.
I'll put it this way. You did not smack your lips like Doomy did, so you're automatically better in my book.
Yeah, no sniffles over here, even despite the weather,
Under the bus already, he said automatically better. Whoa.
Oh, check it out. Not a bad debut. I'll take that all day long. But yeah, not prepared to be giving social media. I wasn't ready for this, obviously, even though I should have known. But you can find me on the Boxing Voice on Twitter. So you want to hit it up, I'll be there. But final thoughts, it is what it is. It's a media workout, maybe a little bit more glitzy and glamour than your average normal one. But look, this is AJ. He's the big brand. He's got all the eyes on him. Everyone wants an autograph, a camera, you know, a picture. So, it was a pretty cool event. And, I'm looking forward to seeing what happens at weigh-in and obviously on fight night.
And I just want to remind everyone listening in the future, present, past, that Saturday night we will be watching the fight live here with all of you and calling it live as we watch it. And once the post fight is done, we'll come back with our immediate reaction to the decision. You can tune in and be a part of that by just subscribing to the YouTube channel and helping us reach 70,000 by today so that we can make 100K before May. That being said, don't forget that we should be back today. I'm waiting on that reply from Deontay on exact time. Once the time is set, we will schedule the show and you will receive the notification if you do have your notification icon clicked on or you're signed up to Blog Talk. If not, follow us on all forms of social media at The Boxing Voice to receive the link for the new podcast. Also, follow me on all forms of social media at NessGTO. Do say.